It is Hit 100.9, Jimmy Nathan. Jim, my God, I am excited for this. This is something we've wanted to do for such a long time.
Mate, this is, when we mentioned on the show, absolutely went nuts. We had DMs, we had people talking to us. How do we get involved? How do we do it? So I'm very excited.
Okay, well, from October, Hobartians will be able to play the world's most popular board game with our very own, get this, official Hobart Monopoly board. And we do have Mr. Monopoly. No, we don't have Mr. Monopoly. Please welcome from Winning Moves, Mark Dragicevic, is that how I say it?
All right, look, you can get away with that. It is Dragicevic.
I accept
everything. It's fine.
I want everyone to know Nate did ask you like 5 minutes
I've
before.
I've even written it down three different ways.
I was going to say something, but okay.
Mark Dragicevic, welcome, mate.
That just rolled off the tongue there beautifully. A couple of practice runs.
That's right.
Oh, I didn't practice it enough.
No, mate, you're a friend. You can rip Nath. It's fine.
Yeah, absolutely. We're just calling Marky Mark. That's fine. Mark, mate, this is huge. Now, you've done this quite a few times for quite a few different cities around Australia.
Yep.
How is it received when you go into a locality and you tell them that they're going to get their own Monopoly board?
Yeah, no matter where we go, there's always a buzz. It's Monopoly and Mr. Monopoly.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, people just gravitate towards it, and I'm feeling the love so far in Hobart as well. So that's what we really, really like. We want to hear that passion from the locals, and definitely seeing it so far.
So, mate, you were saying the Facebook post, some of the best response you've had when you put it up.
Yeah, absolutely. Like the engagement that the community's had so far has been brilliant. It helps me. Because again, I'm not from here, so I want to hear what everyone wants to see and has to say. No suggestions too silly, so please keep them coming.
Mark, it was such a
come to the right show then.
So it was a couple of Fridays ago when we were talking about the show and the announcement was made. That week, even on the Friday, I remember I got coffee after the show. People were chatting to me there. Mm. We went out for beers on Friday afternoon. People were like, "Oh, you Monopoly? Mm. Oh, what should we on it?" It's a discussion. Like, people are very passionate about this.
Absolutely, and that's exactly what we love to see. Everywhere we go, people want to talk about it. Some people might say some negative things, but everyone is generally positive, and the best thing is they're engaging.
Yeah, so, everybody's got feedback, mate. Don't worry about feedback.
Some people hate Nathan and I, but it's probably warranted.
Yeah, well, stop listening. Yet they keep listening, don't they?
How do you know what we're talking about if you hate us?
Now, Mark, so people have got until September. You're encouraging people and fans to have their say on what locations they'd like to see on the board.
Yeah.
What are you looking for in terms of locations and, I guess, where they're placed around the Monopoly board?
Yeah, I mean, generally what we're looking for is what the locals are proud of.
Yeah.
Now, that could be something to do with a natural landmark. It could be a something cultural, a museum, a gallery. It could be a university, you know, education. Days out, where do you like to go for days out? Tourism, you know, there's plenty of things, like anything that sort of comes to mind.
The stuff that you're proud of in your own backyard.
Absolutely. Yeah. What do you talk about when you want to go out somewhere with your mates on the weekend or something like that?
Now,
like,
this is the problem with Hobart. You're going to have to add about 90 squares to fit everything.
Well, there is a mega Monopoly out there, but no, we're not going to be able to use that. And I have definitely found that straight away, and especially with all the feedback, the pressure straight away comes back onto me because I do have to, in the end, make that final call.
Yeah.
So no pressure at all.
Yeah, wow, that's even, what? Jeez, all the pressure.
Especially now you're saying 90 squares.
Yeah, sorry, Mark. Nate's not a good mate.
Yeah, so I apologise in advance if anything's left out.
Can I ask, how does it get picked? Is there research in? Is it like we sort of want it? This is something we want to go after? Like, how do you pick a place to make a Monopoly board?
Yeah, so we've done like Sydney, Brisbane, Adelaide, Melbourne, Perth before. And then when it comes time to sort of, you know, let's decide on this one, Hobart came up and we were like, hang on, why haven't we done Hobart?
Yeah.
Because when you look at the place, it just fits the criteria for what we want. Like I said, and you guys have said straight away, the passion's there.
Yeah.
It was more like
it's about time.
So, yeah, it was a pretty easy decision, to be fair.
Now, Mark, just personally, mate, I'm just looking here. Monopoly first hit the shelves back in 1935.
Yep.
How do you feel personally being a part
it's
of...
It's probably the biggest ball game.
Entire world.
Not probably.
Yeah. No, it is. Definitely.
It's the biggest ball game. Daylight second.
Yeah, absolutely.
100%.
I've never been to a house. Like, if you've been in a house and, like, let's get a ball game out, I've never been to a house that doesn't have Monopoly.
No.
But they have Monopoly in something else.
Yeah.
But everyone has Monopoly.
Pretty sure everyone has, and I'm pretty sure someone's flipped the board in that house as well.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it almost got banned for a period of time in my household because of the aggression.
How do you go when you play, mate? You're very passionate, angry, or relaxed?
I'm a competitive beast, so...
I'd imagine you'd be like the Queen's Gambit of Monopoly. Like, you'd have all these special techniques and stuff that people wouldn't know unless you're on the inside.
Well, I can tell you a little hint that the most landed on square is the orange, Vine Street. Okay. So if you're ever playing and you land on that one...
Buy it.
Yeah, okay.
You're going to get a fair bit of rent.
Buy.
Inside scoop.
Is it investor trading or insider trading?
Insider trading. We're all going to jail. Yeah.
Do not pass code. Do not collect $200.
Exactly. Mark, it must feel pretty special being a part of Monopoly. I mean, this thing hit the shelves 1935.
Yeah.
You get to come to cities and you get to help work with the city, with the people to create their own Monopoly board. You must pinch yourself knowing that that's what you do.
Yeah, no, I've been doing it for a few years now when you do come into a place and you say, I'm working for Monopoly, and they go, sorry, what?
Yeah.
There's always that double take, as in the board game. Yeah. I'm like, yeah. So, yeah, it makes sort of my job easier. There's a talking point straight away. I love it. Yeah. And then when you see, even when Mr. Monopoly... makes a surprise visit somewhere, the kids, and just not even the kids and the adults, just gravitate straight towards him.
Absolutely.
And, it's a lot of fun.
100%. Well, Mark, before we do let you go, what can we say, Jim? There's something coming.
Yeah, we can't say too much. Look, we've chatted to Mark. He is a friend, even though Nath butchered his name, but I won't have a go at it either.
Dragosevic.
Oh.
Was that Drago?
What? He's a friend, Nath. He's a friend.
I'm not going to be able to come back.
I know. Me and Mark will hang out.
Drago gives you $10. That's a chance card.
So, Mark, we want to do something with this. We want to get Hobo involved. I can't say too much at the moment, but you're going to let us get involved. We're going to take some suggestions for something.
Yeah.
Don't want to say too much, but you're going to keep listening to the show.
Yeah.
If you want to be involved with the Monopoly board and have your say... We're going to be running something, not just here on the show, but on the socials at Jimmy and Ace as well.
Watch the Jimmy and Ace space and the Monopoly space because we're playing a role.
And
we're
Mike,
playing a role
in this. The people that get involved may be able to get their hands on a copy of the Hobart Monopoly board, yes.
Maybe.
Oof, see.
There we go. Cliffhanger, guys. Well, Mark Dragosevic, mate. Thank you. How'd I go then?
Perfect.
Yeah, there you go.
I took the whole interview.
Yeah.
From Winning Moves from Monopoly, thank you so much for coming down to our beautiful city. Enjoy it over the next couple of weeks as you try and find the best locations for this Monopoly board. We can't thank you enough, mate. Round of applause and thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, guys. I really appreciate it.